Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, the Taoiseach has condemned plans by Israel to escalate its offensive in Gaza, including plans to occupy Gaza City. Micheál Martin said it showed a complete disregard for international law and will have catastrophic consequences for the civilian population of Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the Israeli Security Cabinet had approved a plan early today to take over Gaza City and take full control of Gaza. For reaction to this move, I'm joined by Gilan Wahba Abdelmajid, the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, and by Oliver McTiernan, director of Forward Thinking and an expert in conflict resolution in the Middle East. You're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Ambassador, can I ask you first of all for your reaction to this decision for Israel to take full control of Gaza, full military control, and eventually hand it over, they say, to friendly Arab forces opposed to Hamas?
It's not only me, actually. It's the Palestinian leadership, the Palestinian people. It's really concerning. It's really serious, concerning for the future of the Palestinian territory. It's something that brought to our mind what's going on. This is the questions that we ask the whole world. I mean, Israel continue to brutally attack the Palestinian, bombard, kill the people, starving the people. And it's live streamed and everybody knows. Nobody can say, I don't see anything. And for the past 21 months, we saw nothing, no reactions. It's only statements. I know that today in Europe, so many leaders, they were concerned and they expressed their concern. But all these concerns stay as it is, with full respect to these concerns, to these statements. But these statements will not stop this catastrophe. And Netanyahu took the decision. The cabinet agreed on that. They have already started to bring, like, you know, soldiers intensify their existence around in the surrounding in Gaza. They are already there. The army, the Israeli army is there in certain places. Now, what I, as a person, as an ambassador, as a Gazan people, Gazan from Gaza, I see that the million Palestinians will be trapped for the first stage in certain area where there is no safe area in Gaza. And then the next stage, 2 million Palestinians will be trapped in 10% of Gaza. So this is, first of all, a violation of the international law, a violation of humanity. Actually, what's going on in Gaza, it's a violation of every humanity. It's a humiliation. It's catastrophe.
We've been talking this, Ambassador, throughout the week with this was likely to come. It was anticipated. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Fox News in an interview on Thursday that the military intended to take control of all of Gaza. This announcement this morning talks about a takeover of Gaza City, or is it the whole of the territory? What is your understanding?
My understanding is they divided Gaza into certain areas and they will evacuate, like actually they will force displace the Palestinian. Many evacuation orders are like, we were talking to some friends and relatives who live in Gaza and they received this. Actually, one of the students who arrived under the Palestinian master program, she said that her family for the past 2 weeks, they received this order evacuation from Gaza City. People, they don't have any place to go there. I mean, anywhere. It's Israel destroyed over 70% of the Gaza Strip. And when it comes to Gaza, there are still certain places, like, you know, populated with some people, with percentage of the Palestinian people, but now they don't have any other place. The people tell us where to go. So Israel intentionally wanted to bring the majority of the Gaza City population to a certain area, and they just wanted to get rid of any establishment in Gaza. This is what they want. They don't want to Gaza to be any livable place at all, and at the end, to force the Palestinian to leave Gaza.
Can I
but
ask
they
you
will not.
To stay with us, please, Ambassador? I want to bring
of
in
course,
Oliver McTiernan as well, a forward-thinking and an expert in conflict resolution in the Middle East. Oliver, has Benjamin Netanyahu stopped short on the initial plan here to take full control, full military control of all of Gaza? Or has there been any change in tack here in response to the UN? And you've heard the ambassador there and everyone's concerns about further death and suffering if this goes ahead.
Well, I would agree with the ambassador. I think right from day one, going back now to 23, Netanyahu's plan, not just Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, but it was very much in Netanyahu's goals as well to pressurize the people of Gaza so they would seek refuge in the Sinai. And that was talked very openly in the Knesset among a wide group of Knesset members from Likud as well as the right-wing parties. Now, I think that has been proved more difficult. I think he is still pursuing his military goal because the background to it, and I think it's important to understand this, he's not in a position at the moment to do any deal on the hostages or for a ceasefire, because in effect he is in a minority government at present. The Knesset is in recess, so it doesn't pressurize him on a day-to-day basis. But he has till the end of October to try and bring Shas and the United Torah Judaism parties back into government. Now, he has to do a deal with them on the draft law. If he, I would say, calls for or agrees to a ceasefire during this time, the likelihood is that Ben-Gvir and Smotrich will bring the government down. And I think, sadly, what we've witnessed with Witkoff and these visits and talk about agreements and everything else, I think it was a distraction. And it was a distraction from the fact that there was heightened international concern over what was happening in Gaza. And I think it worked.
So
we've seen that.
Sorry, Oliver. This is more than you'd say about keeping his coalition government together with its far-right elements than out of any concern for Gaza here.
Well, you see, the coalition now, as I say, is a minority. Without Shas and without, they withdrew from the government just before the recess on the grounds of the draft law being forced through. He has to work on getting them back into government, I think, before he can risk having a ceasefire, because if he does, both Smotrich and Ben-Gvir have made it clear they will withdraw from his government. So if all of the four parties were out, he would then be forced out of office, or he would at least have to go immediately for an election.
The assumption here is that the Israeli thinking is the threat of full occupation will put pressure on Hamas to release the remaining hostages. Will it work?
No, I think always pressure just stiffens resistance. And if anything is to be learned from the last 22 months, I think that is very clear. It always has been. And the full occupation won't work. Remember, Israel fully occupied militarily Gaza for 38 years. Sharon withdrew in 2005 because he knew the price of that military occupation was too high. Gaza remained occupied because all he did was to redraw the boundaries, but the whole control of Gaza and in international law, it was still recognized as an occupied territory. Now, what he's planning this time will not work, and he knows it. It's again, you know, a threat and it's a distraction from the day-to-day starvation that we see going on in Gaza.
The concern, of course, even from some close to Netanyahu, is what this decision will mean for those remaining living hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and their safety.
I'd agree. I mean, the whole our concern, too, is with 2.3 million Gazans who are living a nightmare and facing real starvation. But equally, I think the nightmare for the hostages, the remaining hostages and their families, is overlooked. And I think that there's one person only can immediately put a stop to all this madness, and that's Donald Trump. And he has to, I think, say to Benjamin Netanyahu, enough. You've ignored international law. The ambassador pointed that out, and I totally agree with it, this being a total disregard for international law, for the Geneva Convention. We've got to say, if we're going to restore any sort of rule-based order that grew out of the Second World War, now is the time. That the Gazans cannot go on like this.
I'll bring back the ambassador here on this. Ambassador, can I ask you, I know you share those concerns for the ordinary people there, for people's safety and the fears of further death and destruction there. Are all hopes of negotiations now dead and an end to the conflict, are hopes of that gone? Because aid agency says this will only worsen now with the expansion of a war that's already killed over 60,000 people.
Yeah, I wanted just to add to what Mr. Oliver said. Actually, it's Netanyahu's plan. It's not a matter of putting pressure over Hamas. It's a plan to annihilate this nation. This is what he wants. He wanted to get rid of all the Palestinians, make Gaza unlivable. And he will do it like stage after stage. And this is what he planned since October 23. And we realize this, and the whole world realize this, and what we see in that, I mean, the reluctancy and the paralyzation of the international law, the United Nations, to see all of this, witness all of this, and not to move any step to stop Netanyahu, and adding to that, the president of the United States, even though when he talked to Netanyahu, he didn't want to stop it. Like, you know, he will continue. So Netanyahu get the support from the United States, no actions from the international community. So Netanyahu will continue. Any negotiations, like any hope for the negotiation, we only hope in God. This is the word that usually we never added to our conversation, but the hope exists in God to do something, because all the people failed, the international community failed to do anything, and the suffering of the Palestinian will be even worse and worse. Now, as you said, like, you know, 60 people today, just like more than 50 people were killed, some by the bombardment, some by the starvation, some by like going to this humanitarian, as they call it. It's the death path for to get some aid. So the situation is even the worst. The word worse is not enough to describe what's going on. We need an actions to be taken from the international community, and to reflect all these statements that came from the European leaders. And of course, the United States are supporting Israel, but the UN Security Council to take action to stop Israel. I don't care about if Netanyahu wants to survive his government or to survive his seat. What I do care about is those, the Palestinian people, the 2.1 million who lived in Gaza, starved in Gaza, like under the siege in Gaza, bombarded and killed every day. This must be stopped. And Gaza will, like the Palestinians in Gaza, they will remain there. And like all these months, they still, with all the suffering, they still aim at the ceasefire. We call the international community to force this ceasefire in the West Bank as well. We focus on Gaza, but the West Bank, the situation even worsened day after day. So there must be a halt here. The international community, the United Nations, must act, and must act according to the international law and the UN Charter. It's enough for the Palestinian of this suffering.
And Oliver McTiernan, the Israeli opposition leader, saying this will lead to a disaster, will lead to many more disasters, the deaths of more hostages and more soldiers, as well as political collapse. You've heard the ambassador's pleas for the international community to force a ceasefire now. What happens next?
Well, I think Netanyahu will continue as long as Donald Trump supports them. And my what upsets me is I think that the international community is overtaken by fear, and the fear that if they do what is right, if they act in accordance with the norms of the Geneva Convention, that they may fall on the wrong side of the American president, and that having tariffs and everything else. So there is a real risk, I think, at the moment that we're losing sight or have lost sight of our principles, and that at different levels, interests are paying first at the price of the Palestinian people. So I sincerely hope that someone gets through to Donald Trump with the message he has got to intervene in a decisive way.
Can I ask you as well about the group of 16 members of the US House of Representatives writing to the Treasury Secretary requesting he consider adding Ireland to a list of countries boycotting Israel if the proposed Occupied Territories Bill is passed?
Well, I would hope Ireland has the moral and political courage to go ahead with that, because later on we would be seen as on the right side of history. I fear that what we've witnessed in the last 23 months is an unravelling of the whole international order that makes all of us safe. And I think if it's ignored in the way it is with regard to the Palestinian people, then no one anywhere in the world should feel safe. So I think it's a moment for Ireland to, as I say, take a courageous moral stand and be proven later to be on the right side of history.
And Ambassador, I'll get your thoughts on that as well. Ireland coming under increasing pressure over the proposed Occupied Territories Bill.
Ireland is a sovereign state, and I myself, I don't accept anyone like, you know, others to put any conditions on such a sovereign state. They will do the right thing. They do it not for Palestine, they do it for international law, for justice, because this is the way that it should, these occupied, like, you know, these settlements are illegal under the international law. Ireland is taking the right side of the international law. So I hope that with the sovereignty of Ireland, that they will take the right thing for the Irish people, for Ireland, for the morals and principles that Ireland put for itself among nations. And I think they will be on the right side.
For now, thank you both for joining me this evening on Drive Time. Gilan Wahba Abdelmajid, the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, and Oliver McTiernan of Forward Thinking there. It's Drive Time. It's 51551 for your text, or 0870 32 32 32 to get in touch with us on WhatsApp.